Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere, somehow, someplace, there's a turkey gobbling. Gobble, 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 gobble. No, I don't know that I've ever met a turkey, frankly. Well, I've met a few turkeys.
Say.
Ba-boom. The turkeys that I have on the farm are wild. And for whatever the reason, this time of year there are hundreds of them that come around because they can't get food from the normal sources. So they go through the pasture and pick up stuff the cows don't eat, or stuff that comes out the other end of the cow that they want to sort of work. Their chickens do the same thing. But there are lots and lots and lots of wild turkeys around, and some people shoot them like they go out pheasant hunting, which is... I was in a field baling hay yesterday. By the way, this is a good day program. In case you didn't recognize the tone and tenor of the conversation, I'm Doug Steffen. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We're here live on this November the 24th, Thanksgiving Day. Jay Kirshner is blessing us with her presence, absolutely blessing us. James Collins in the studio in Dallas, his first year working with me. He's not used to yet working on holidays, but we'll fix that.
He was very thrown off when we mentioned what day.
Yeah, right. Huh? What? Yeah. Okay, so anyway, I was in a hayfield yesterday baling hay, and there's these guys all around in red jackets. The hunting season opened last week in Massachusetts. So I'm hearing all these pops as I go. I'm working on a state hospital ground on the Sherburn. Not everybody knows, unless you're in Massachusetts, the Sherburn Midfield line. So we're baling the hay, and I hear these pop, pop, pops. And I look up in the sky, and there are these birds falling out of the sky into the field. And the first thought I had is, frankly, I was annoyed that they were shooting birds in a pasture and a field where I was with two other human beings working to bale up the hay. But then I watched as the birds stopped, their wings stopped flying, and they just, kind of careened to the ground. And it really, really made me angry. Because here are these guys that are out there just for the so-called sport of it. And this poor pheasant is running away. Now, is there an overpopulation of pheasants? It depends on where you are. And so there's a humane aspect to hunting. Certainly we're in overpopulation of deer. We have an overpopulation of these wild turkeys. So is it better to shoot them and eat them than it is just have them die?
The type of hunters who actually use everything.
Well, that's it. Right.
Yeah, they use all the meat. They'll use or sell the fur, and then they do something with the heads and all that stuff. But the ones who actually use everything, it's not just a...
It's not a... just to kill something, yeah.
Yeah, just to do it.
And I noticed a couple of places around this field where the birds had been... they defeathered them right in the field. I remember plucking feathers when I was about, I think the first time I plucked the feathers off of a pheasant was in the fall of probably 1960, no, not maybe earlier than that, in the 1950s on the farm. I remember sitting, this is a great memory, I was sitting in the gutter behind the cows. Cows weren't in. But I was sitting in the gutter peeling off the feathers and throwing them into the gutter. The gutter is where the manure goes when the cows are standing in the stanchions. There's a gutter behind them where the manure goes. So it's been cleaned out, but I'm sitting there plucking the pheasant. And I thought to myself, this is something, I think I only did it that once, because I managed to escape doing it again. But it was a great lesson in patience, tolerance, and the anatomy of a pheasant, as I recall. A lot of people have pheasant for Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving meal has all kinds of different things in it, but the first Christmas had pheasant. The first Christmas, good thing. First Thanksgiving had pheasant and turkey, other fowl, duck, geese. You know, anything they could shoot. And they shot them with a bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's the first Thanksgiving. America's Thanksgiving holiday was born back in the 1500s. Actually, people think that it was 1621 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, blah, blah, blah. But nope. As you go through the history, remember, we had a real breakup with the Civil War in the 1860s, but it was interesting because both sides celebrated Thanksgiving during the Civil War. I'm not sure when it was decided that it would be on the fourth Thursday in November, but I think it was within my lifetime. At any rate, it always has been in Thanksgiving at the end of the traditional growing season in New England. And what happens now? How many of you will have your family over today or be with family, be with friends, lots of food? Some people spend their time watching football games. There are a lot of those on. The holiday, there's no gift giving here, though, right? Unless you bring things like today, I'm invited to two different homes, and I'll bring them 4 quarts of ice cream, each one of them.
Yeah, because some kind of like bringing the host or hostess gift.
Well, if you're invited, it doesn't mean it just on Thanksgiving. That's not the anytime somebody invites you. I always, if I'm invited, I bring some ice cream. And that seems to be what people invite me. That's the reason they invite me.
And especially if it's something like this where people are making a whole lot of the food, you can ask, is there something I can make and bring? But also, have you been seeing this thing, Doug, where I feel like this has been going on for the last couple of years. People who are hosting Thanksgiving are asking their guests to chip in financially for all the food. They're like, we will take care of everything.
Yeah,
but we do ask that everybody chips in, and
especially this year because it's so doggone expensive.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Some people who are like, you invited me, why should I have to pay? And then other people are like, no,
that's rude.
I feel like it's completely okay if it is set up ahead of time. If people are showing up and all of a sudden they're like, I need $20.
But you know what? The other side of that is it ought to be something that you think about yourself. If you're invited, bring something, give something, put something toward the work, the time, the effort, the money that's been spent. How thoughtless is it, frankly, for you to be invited somewhere and not take even with my family? When I go out with the kids, I always pay. Except on my birthday when Brendan and Megan pay, but that's what I expect to do, and I'm happy to do it. It's probably a little easier for me to pay than it is for them to pay. But it isn't just that sort of thing. It's just being thoughtful. We have, now you got me going. This is the era of thoughtlessness. I can't tell you how annoyed I get, but I still do it when people, like yesterday, I'm coming back from the hayfield, and it's dark, and I got a load on the truck, and I want to get back to the farm. And we're coming through town, it's 5:30, and the traffic is crazy. And so there are people waiting to get into line. And so I let them in. And invariably, the older people will wave, which is a gesture of thank you. Younger people, they can't be bothered. And I notice, do I want to say this? Maybe. Yes, I do want to say it. I find that those who are not Native Americans, maybe they're not used to it, but they never do it. It's like they expect, women especially, more than men. They expect you to do it, and, they don't give it a thought. I just think that it's polite to wave a thank you. And anyway, so that's enough of that. So let's go to the Spanish explorers who held Thanksgiving services during the late 1500s down in Florida, out in New Mexico, and there was in Virginia, as early as 1607, because it wasn't the whole business of giving thanks. There was, there were no newspapers. How did people in Plymouth know that the people down the Jamestown colony are having Thanksgiving? What do they know? They don't even know where it is. Never mind down in St. Augustine in Florida, where that was the first landing in Florida. I don't know where the first settlers were in New Mexico. the first non-native settlers in New Mexico, the non-Hispanic settlers. Anyway, so the Mayflower folks in 1621, let's see, there were a bunch of people who died on their way over. And there were, by the time they got here, there were 50 or 60 of them left. And then there were Native Americans. There were 90 of them. They cooked. There were four pilgrim women who survived the first winter.
Only four adult pilgrim women.
Imagine that, huh? Yeah. And then during the Revolutionary War, Continental Congress appointed one or more Thanksgiving days every year, recommending to the executives in the various states the observance of these days should be, I think they try to get them to be more uniform. George Washington, who was the leader of our revolution, obviously, proclaimed Thanksgiving in December of 1777 when they were celebrating the victory over the Brits in Saratoga. And so then on it goes, you know, the stories as we move more into becoming a country. There are Thanksgiving days that are celebrated elsewhere, but not on this day. I don't think there's another country that has it on this day, right?
No.
Yeah,
no,
I think it's earlier in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that story. I think that as I look around at some of the things that are featured today, for me, the only thing that makes any difference is just me, is the food. And the things that are most common, make sure, as Warren Eckstein said to us yesterday, your dog stays away from the table. Because you never know, there are a lot of things that get cooked for Thanksgiving that especially you might not have every day. Any poultry you keep away from the dog, as long as it's on the bone. But there are lots of other things. You remember when he went through yesterday, the raisins and grapes and scraps, fatty scraps.
Macadamia nuts.
I was surprised about mashed potatoes. I give Daisy a little mashed potato here and there. Anyway, dogs can eat lean meat, veggies and fruit, salmon, cheese and pumpkin. So that's what you feed your dog. Today it's 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Thank you. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
It's 23 after the hour. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Me, Jay, James in Dallas, all the folks that are around the country that put this all together and have it easy for you to hear what we're talking about, where we're bringing you discussions of what's going on. This is the tidbit portion of each hour. Social media graces us with our ability to be inspired. I think today, anyway, we're looking for inspiration. Sometimes we find ourselves feeling so comfortable that we take some of the basic aspects of our lives for granted. So think about this, taking things for granted. I found this, I thought this was cool. We often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude. So something for you to cogitate. We do, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I don't take for granted any of the people who are listening to the program, input from folks on social media. For whom are you grateful is the question. Answers from listeners after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. Jay Kirshner at the ready here with Doug on social media responses. For whom are you grateful? I thought what Stuart Waller said, among others, but the reality of us doing a live program on Thanksgiving, he says, thank you for the people who have nobody. Think about that. How many people are there that are listening right now that are by themselves, have no place to go? And so, yeah, then frankly, that's why I do this, because that's, I think, part of my responsibility for being in the position that I'm in to share And that's so, Stuart, thank you. All right, what else do we hear from some of the folks that are listeners? What have they sent to us, Jay?
For whom are you grateful? Terry CV says, my family and my four grandchildren.
Amen.
Barrow Debilia says, my dog, he's always happy when I get home. Isn't that the truth? You could be having the worst day. You walk through that door and you see that little butt.
Dog's always happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Carol Naylor Jackson says, immediately thought of my dad, who was a World War II vet and strong Christian man.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel McCutcheon says, my parents for not coddling me when I was young, and my wife for keeping me out of trouble.
Good for her.
Jenny Wheeler says, everyone in my life and everyone in theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Earl Boehm says, the Grateful Dead, of course.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. All right, what else?
This one was really sweet to hear. John Tompkins says, Doug and Jay, who accompany me each weekday morning through my radio as I make my way to work.
Good for
that's what
you, John.
I don't say this lightly. Like, this is just the reality. We are all friends here, all of us.
Yep.
And it's so great to have these conversations. And we love when you join in and post to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, because everybody should be part of the conversation.
Right. Share and share alike, as they say. All right, so we are continuing with our celebration of the day as we continue along here. It's now 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many of us say goodbye to our dogs. We say goodnight before we go to sleep. We ask them if they're hungry and if they need to go outside. We even ask them what's the matter if we suspect they're not feeling well. Yes, yes, many of us do these things, and subsequently, our dogs begin to understand some basic vocabulary. Any animal has the inherent intelligence to know when the refrigerator door is open, even if he's sleeping in a second-floor bedroom in the opposite side of the house, and could get down to that refrigerator faster than a speeding bullet, has the basic intelligence to comprehend not only simple words, but more than a few complex thoughts as well. The question is, does your four-footed best friend want to bother to understand you? And if so, does he want to let on that he does? Because once he opens that can of worms, folks, he's in trouble. He knows that you know that he understands exactly what I'm talking about. You know, one of the most important things I do as a behaviorist is establish better relationships between pets and the people they live with. And part of establishing that relationship is really having conversations with your pet. Not just sit, stay, and down, but talk politics and religion. Watch the relationship change. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hopefully you have arrived at your Thanksgiving destination. If not, be sure to pack some patience as you begin your jaunt. AAA is expecting lots of traffic on the roads and in the air. The projected Speaker of the House, Republican Kevin McCarthy, is demanding Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas resign or get impeached in January for his dereliction of duty at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The actions of this administration have empowered cartels, drug smugglers, human traffickers, and terrorist organizations all around the world.
Global UC, a small firm based in Fort Worth, Texas, has been enabling robocalls in the United States. So the Federal Communications Commission has ordered every telecom provider in the United States to stop accepting traffic from Global UC. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Serves me correctly, and often it does, thank heavens. This goes back to 1967. Popular duo Sam and Dave with a song that we can certainly apply to today. I thank you. Thank you, thank you. 34 at the hour. It is Thanksgiving 2022 upon us. And I just was reflecting as I was talking to my friend Daisy. It seems like yesterday we were having Thanksgiving last year, doesn't it? I mean, think about how time flies. All the things that have happened this year that we think about, hopefully more of them are things that are good and you're thankful for them. But whatever the inspiration of the day. Listen to this story. How about good news? Jay and I were just talking about these friends, Wanda Dench and Jamal Hinton. So they get together, last 7 years, hang out. This is a very amazing story about Wanda Dench. Wanda, by the way, is my mother's name. I find Wanda is a strangely unique name. I don't know too many people who Wanda. What's the comedian's name? Wanda.
Oh, Wanda Sykes.
Sykes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she is pretty funny. Anyway, if you haven't heard about Dench and Hinton before, you've missed out on a good holiday, a really good holiday story. Movie time, in fact. What, didn't Netflix say they were going to do a story? This story goes back to 2016. Dench and Hinton first connected by accident as Dench was texting, or at least she thought she was texting her grandson about Thanksgiving plans. But the text was sent to Hinton. What was it, off one digit or something?
The grandson had changed the number. And Jamal Hinton had the new number.
Picked up the number.
Didn't realize this. And sends and is asking about Thanksgiving plans, and he's like, "You have the wrong number, but can I come anyway?" And of course, Wanda Dench was like, "Yes, please do." And then he actually showed up, but they developed this amazing friendship, and they celebrate they've been celebrating every Thanksgiving ever since.
That's
but
sweet.
Also, they're friends outside of Thanksgiving. They see each other on occasion. He was there for Wanda when she got her very first tattoo.
Yeah. Tattoo. She's a grandmother.
It's so cute. This is just so awesome.
Yeah, it is. So they have 142 Instagram followers as they have their relationship on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But seemingly they all wait to connect until this time of the year. Lots of questions, and yeah, they acknowledge they were going to get together. Isn't it? It's fun that people, I don't know, I have mixed emotions about all this info being on social media because there seems to be no privacy. This is the kind of thing that even though it's wonderful to hear this story and it's gratifying to know these things happen, they ought to be given just the time and space to enjoy each other and to enjoy the event and not have to feel like they're sharing it with everybody. That would be that's my takeaway after thinking how swell is this that these people became friends and that she was that gracious.
And it's such a great teaching moment of reach out to strangers. And if you get an invite to something,
absolutely,
accept it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. All right, going back to the Thanksgiving of 1789, I noticed in the historical overview there was a newspaper report on President Washington and what was going on with the festivities. He was having a good time until his wooden choppers became stuck on an ear of corn. This was quite a coincidence, writes the newspaper correspondent. Virginia Corn was George's private, he had his own kind of corn that he grew. This is something that I've never been able to actually find out. Maybe we can, even if you Google, you don't know if you're really finding it. You got a story, but you don't know if it's true or not. Whether the teeth that Washington had were wooden or whether they made out of porcelain or fish bones or something else.
Well, there's a lot that say that they were from slaves.
Yeah, and they've been taken from dead slaves, too. Right, that's another
more
thing.
Alive.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay. Slavery, the attitude that they had was certainly different and not correct by anybody's standards today. Well, most people's standards anyway. So at any rate, do you know which country first adopted Thanksgiving as a national holiday? Hint, it was not America.
Was it Brazil?
First. Nope. Want to take another guess?
No, tell me.
It is first celebrated in England. First adopted Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was interesting. And then Canada, as I said a little while ago, celebrates Thanksgiving on the second Monday in October. And I kind of go back in my mind. I remember as we talk about the things that are going on during the day, that's part of the feature of the program, what people are doing elsewhere. I do remember us talking about that. How many people will spend time watching the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade today? New York City. Here we come. It'll be a beautiful day. It's it's crisp and cold and frosty on the farm this morning, but the sky is as blue and clear. You know how those blue, crisp, clear fall days look and feel? So that's what it's like. And it'll be like that in New York today as well. The Macy's parade goes back to 1924. Big department store. Was the biggest department store at the time in New York, and then down in Philadelphia they had it at Gimbel's, because Gimbel's was the biggest. Was the biggest department store in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
1920, the first year of that. And the first football team that played on Thanksgiving and has played every Thanksgiving since 1934 is...
The Cowboys? The Lions?
Nope. No, the Lions. Detroit Lions. Yep. All right, so there are a couple of bits and pieces of what is, I guess, tradition here. I'm looking at a couple of different proclamations here, but it looks like Lincoln proclaimed National Thanksgiving Day in 1863, and it was the first time it was celebrated was on November the 26th that year. It's interesting also to how many people remember Dale Carnegie? I'm just looking. We know what we were talking about in the last half hour about us being polite. Dale Carnegie's got a whole chapter in one of his books about Thanksgiving polite. Politeness. Excuse me. It's better.
Manners matter, that's for sure.
What food was not on the Pilgrims' Thanksgiving menu? Potatoes, corn, or fish?
Potatoes.
Mm, that is correct. They didn't grow potatoes then. Potatoes were grown pretty much exclusively at that time in Ireland. 76% of Americans, according to a survey done this year, say they love Thanksgiving. 41% said they look forward to Thanksgiving all year long. 51% spend the day with immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey is the number one say it again, Doug. There it is. The number one food served today, the traditional meal that has lasted the longest, turkey, stuffing, pumpkin pie, mashed potatoes, green beans, and there is sweet potato in there as well. We talked about that yesterday, the difference between sweet potatoes and yams and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 23% polled here say they wear stretch pants.
Well, duh, you have to. We do, my husband and I, well, we not anymore, but when we were in Nashville for the last 10 years, we called it Lazy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And PJs were the required appropriate attire. People had to come in their PJs.
Really? Oh, that's
because
cool.
Because we invited people to stay all day, and we'd have the first meal, and then we basically was just take a nap when you want, wake up, eat some more food, do what you want.
19% in this poll say they feel guilty about how much they eat, considering how many people... See, I don't think... The guilt thing never works for me. I don't want to feel guilty about anything. I want to feel inspired. Okay, so we have extra food. Let's bring it to the food pantry, or let's give it to people who don't have... Let's go find somebody. But don't feel guilty for a second about how much you're eating. Just make sure whatever is left is put to good purpose, not tossed. Right? Yeah, I think that's true anyway. Let's see. The Thanksgivings before the Plymouth Thanksgiving, it was a kind of different festival. The colonists were, they had put up a maypole early on, made out of wood. There's a pine tree with deer antlers on top of it. And apparently it was pretty much a debaucherous. It was like whatever they got. What did they drink for liquor back then? What do you think on the first? They must have had some kind of mash, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there was something.
Liquor? Yeah. Well, exactly. All right. So do you need reminders for today? I don't want to sound like Professor Stefan or Preacher Stefan, my father. I have a few memories of my father that stick out. One of them was to make sure to help the women who come to the table be seated. Is that even done anymore? Do men help women be seated when you are at, like, out to dinner or maybe even at the family, family's table?
On occasion, like if we go to a fancy restaurant or something, the host or hostess will usually pull out my chair.
Really?
But typically, no. I feel like it's more of a door opening thing than a chair pulling out. But also, Have you ever had your chair pulled out for you? It's really uncomfortable, and it's like a timing thing because they have to
right.
push your chair
you move
and
it just right.
at the same time, and it hits your knee, and it's just like, it's one of those things of, let me do it myself, please. But the door opening, I think that's something that should be done for everybody. And if somebody opens a car door for you for the passenger seat, lean over and open the driver's side. Doesn't matter if you're man or woman. You can open each other's doors.
Who's the lady that wrote the Book of Etiquette? There's a book that we all quoted when I was a kid. I don't remember who it was. If you tell me the name, I'll remember. But I don't remember. But I remember the one of the things that came out of it that my my aunt. We used to go to my aunt's house for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And one of the things that she said was, "You must try our new foods. It is embarrassing to the host or hostess if you come together at their invite and you don't try everything on your plate. It's rude." All right? So, and by the way, if it's new food, how do you know what it's going to taste like until you taste it?
But what if it's something that you already know you don't like?
Well, how would you know if you hadn't tasted it?
Red meat. What if somebody has a new inspired red meat food dish?
What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
I probably would put my fork into it and look like I was tasting it. Yeah, most people who know me know not to serve me that in the first place, except my sister, who serves. We went to her house for my birthday. I think I said this on the air, and she knows I don't eat meat, but she serves pork. There you go. Happy Thanksgiving. And by the way, there's a little of that floating around today as well. Happy Thanksgiving. It's 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Here we are with our farm, food, and family time for this Thanksgiving Day 2022. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The first item of business here has nothing to do with Thanksgiving, although I'm sure that now that they captured this bull that was on the loose, they're thankful because there's nothing worse than I have a couple of bulls on the farm. I always have younger bulls to work over the heifers. This is the bigger, older bulls, you don't want to. And so apparently some of them got loose in Louisville, but the last one of the 10 that got out has been captured.
Mm-hmm. Like there's a month face later.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's been a month. Cool. He's been on the loose. There's a Facebook video posted that shows three wranglers chasing the bull while riding horses through an open field. This brings back memories for me. I put four heifers in a pasture in one of the neighboring communities where I've over the years put cows for the summertime. There was fencing on three sides, and there was a big pond, and nobody put a fence there except these damn cows. Cows can swim. They can float. So the cows, all of them, went across the pond and got out onto the neighbor's lawns and went all over the place. You know, it took us all summer to catch. By the way, we got to the last one. It took us all summer to get those four heifers back again. So I certainly understand what goes on. Yeah, right. The bulls escaped from a truck in October. There was an accident, and these things happen. There's an accident, the back door of the trailer can open up, and see you later. But they're all back. So now it's time to talk turkey. This time of year, especially on this day when we're considering Thanksgiving and our meals, I think perhaps the first thing to think about while you're eating your turkey, your cranberry sauce, the pumpkin pie, the way we celebrate, give thanks for the people on the farm who have been responsible for what this day is truly all about in terms of eating anyway. I am thinking about this, and I know obviously in my circle there are a lot of farmers And cultivating that community is something that's happened more this year and last year because of the pandemic. People more and more know their local farmers and are buying more and more things there. But think about them 365 days a year. All right? And then, you know, in terms of talking turkey today, I think we have gone through this any number of times, why it was more expensive. I was looking at something specifically from Tampa Bay. As the farmers down there really got together, excuse me, and they were talking about how they're hurting financially, and one of the farmers working on a new plan that might help keep the prices up, and this is a fellow at Trail Bale Farms in Hillsborough County who was sold out of turkeys, like all the farmers were, and he said the customers wanted big turkeys this year. So they tried to raise bigger birds, and, you know, people were complaining because they were more expensive. Well, hello, feed costs have been through the roof. Help costs are through the roof. And so when you're raising these animals, the farmers notoriously don't get, and this has been something that we've been talking about and we do every year on my programs, how they don't really get a fair share of all of the money that comes in for buying all the things that you need. I think I went through, didn't I, yesterday, what each farmer is getting for the things that we're eating. It's ridiculous. Crazy. Anyway, and we've talked about how people found out that Thanksgiving was going to be more expensive this year. 11.2%, I think, was the cost across the board of how much things went up. But talking, you know, this is kind of like we've already bought the stuff. And it's, I think, kind of a waste of time to be thinking about what is going on at the grocery store. Some people don't pay any attention to the price, I think. Anyway, Jay, don't you? This is Thanksgiving. So this is what we want. This is the tradition. This is what I'm going to buy. And
for the most part, yeah, I think there are some people who, financially, they have to. There's no option.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You got to be careful about it. But doesn't everybody have a turkey? And this year, there supposedly were going to be shortages of turkeys, but then I've heard from any number of friends that they still saw somebody was at Whole Foods yesterday and said there were some turkeys that were still there. They know a lot of what happened this year is there were a lot of turkeys that were imported from other countries, South America and stuff, because the supply chain was disrupted because of the drought. At any rate, the farmers need to have you wish them a happy Thanksgiving, so do so next time you see somebody that's on the farm. 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.